It's a great day. This is Mike Husson. You know, yesterday I was listening to a video my brother David put together, and I was listening to him speak. You know, Dave was going through a entrepreneurial shift in his life and making some changes and so on and so forth, which is great. God bless him. Make it happen. Here to help him in any way that I can. And one of the things he quoted in his video that he was doing was something that I have been misquoting for a long period of time. And I have to take responsibility that I was totally mistaken in what I was saying. You know, sometimes you think you know it, and then you find out later, after you do some evaluation, that you were wrong. So I'm here to admit that I was wrong. And maybe my numbers, when I originally calculated them, were invalid. Maybe I mistyped something. Maybe I forgot something. Whatever it was. And that was something that I had to think about after I heard him say it. And I go, is that correct? Did I miss something? And I called him on it. We addressed it. We discussed it. We talked about it. And by God, he was correct. And I was wrong. So, a couple of points. First, what were we talking about? What was he talking about? Well, you know, back in the day, he and I were in the late 80s to the 90s, throughout the whole 90s, most of them anyway, that he and I were in the seminar event production business. And we were working with some great thought leaders. We were actually marketing and sales directors for Tony Robbins and Brian Tracy, and we were promoting seminars for Les Brown and Norman Vincent Peale and General Norman Schwarzkopf and Pat Riley, Lou Holtz, Dr. Dennis Waitley, Paul Zane Pilzer, I mean, Michael Gerber, of many different faculties of individuals. These folks are like impressive thought leaders, as I like to call them. And then we were, you know, we were talking about that yesterday, but these are events that we put on around the country. And we would put in from 1,000 to as high as 8 or 10,000 people in a room. And we did it for a long period of time. So the bottom line here in this point is two things. One, what we were promoting were events. And we were doing these events around the country. And we put in over 500,000, a half a million butts in seats, 500,000. Now, the mistake I made, I've been quoting 250,000. I thought for the life of me that it was only a quarter of a million people, when in reality, after we did our numbers and collaborated on what was right, what was wrong, and by God, I was wrong and he was right. So, a couple of thoughts. One, that's what we did. Two, I admit that I was wrong. You know, I don't, you know, sometimes it's hard for all of us to admit that we're wrong when we make statements or quotes or thoughts, and if it's not right, then we just leave it be. But I'm here to tell you that it's sometimes okay. As a matter of fact, it's always okay to face the reality, face the truth. If you made a mistake, admit it. Okay, and if some people will accept it, great. If they're listening to me on this audio right now and they're going, well, how dare you, then you can, if you're listening to me, you can shut this off, disengage, and certainly go elsewhere. I really don't care. What I do care about is I'm going to hold to my integrity and my intention to be the very, very best that I can be. I'm not flawless. I am a human being. I sometimes act in different ways than sometimes we want to because I am human, okay? So in that robotic statement, listen, guys, it's important that we address that. Now, for me, it is anyway, for sure. So to clear the air, it's okay to admit that when you're wrong, you're wrong. Hey, I was wrong. 250,000 butts in seats, albeit it's a lot, but it's a lot more when you double that and more in the reality of the number. And so, admittedly, I was wrong, and I want to just share that with the world. And David, you're right. Man, that's a tough one. Wow! Boy. No, I'm teasing. David and I always collaborate well with each other. We have our disagreements, but we agreed to disagree, and we move forward, and we hope to change the world. And I hope you can go out there and change the world. If you make a mistake, listen, it's okay. You can certainly choose not to address it. That's up to you to decide. If it's going to make you feel better, it's more cathartic psychologically to just admit and get it over with, that's fine. If people ridicule you for your admission, even for your mistake, God bless them, they can choose to move on or they can choose to stay in your world. Either way, it's okay because it's all about you. I am never going to judge you in any way, shape, or form because I am not perfect. You know, as it is said, throw the first stone, right? And so, at the end of the day, guys and gals, this is what we are, this is who we are, and this is what you can count on in this world that we live in today. So listen, go out there, pay this forward. If you have any questions, reach out, Mike at MikeHusson.com. Mike at MikeHusson.com. I wish you all the very, very best. Again, pay this forward, and let's make a difference today in the world. All right? Talk to you soon. Make it a great day.